வந்தேஹம்
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of November, 1972, in Hyderabad, India.
Here, in this material world, we are put into mitatta, subject to birth, death, old age and disease. But there is another position where there is no birth, death, old age and disease. So, which position we should like? Birth, death, old age and disease, or no birth, no death, and no old age, no disease? Which one we should like? I think we should like no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. So that is called amritatva. So, amritataya kalpate. Amrita, as we are, in our own original constitutional position, we are not subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. Just like Krishna, the Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful, knowledgeable. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also of the same quality. There, we have accepted this position of birth, death, old age and disease on account of our association with this material world. Now, everyone is trying not to die. Everyone is trying not to become old. Everyone is trying not to meet death. This is natural, because by nature, we are not subjected to these things. Therefore, our endeavor, our activity is struggling. How to become deathless, birthless, diseaseless? That is struggle for existence. So here in the Bhagavad Gita gives you nice formula. Yangshina bhapanti iti purusham purusharasava. This transmigration of the soul, one which is not afflicted by this dhirastatanamuyati, one who understands, suppose my father died, if I have got clear understanding that my father has not died, he has changed the body. He has accepted another birth. That is the fact. Just like in our sleeping state, dreaming state, my body is lying on the bed, but in dream I create another body and go, say, 1,000 miles away in a different place, as you have got daily experience. Similarly, the gross body being stopped, I as spirit soul, I do not stop. I work. My mind carries me. My mind is active, my intelligence is active. The people do not know that there is another subtle body made of mind, intelligence and ego that carries me to another gross body. That is called transmigration of the soul. Therefore, one who knows that the spirit soul is eternal, deathless, birthless, ever new, nitya shashvatayam purana, Nitta Shasata Ayam Purana. Purana means very old. We do not know how old we are because we are transmigrating from one body to another. We do not know when we have begun this. Therefore, actually we are very old. But at the same time, Nitya, Shasatang Puran, although very old, just like Krishna is Adi Purusha, the original person. Still, you will find Krishna always a young man of 16 to 20 years age. You will never find Krishna's picture as old. Navajauvan. Krishna is always Navajauvan. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusa Navajauvan. Adyam, the original person and the oldest, at the same time, he is always in youthful life. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajauvan. So, anyone who knows that how the soul is transmigrating from one body to another, dhīra-sattva-namuhiyati, those who are sober, learned, he is not disturbed. The purpose of Krishna to teach all these things to Arjuna, because he was very much perplexed, how he would leave killing all his kinsmen and brothers. So Krishna wanted to point out that your brothers, your grandfather, they will not die. They will simply transfer the body. Vāśāṁsi jinnāni jathāvyāyā. As we change our dress, similarly, change our body is also like that. There is nothing to be lamented. In another place, Bhagavad Gita, therefore it is said, Brahma, one who has understood Brahma, Prasanna, he is always joyful. He is not disturbed by this material kinds. That is, he has stated, Jamhina Bhatanti. These different transformations, different changes of nature, body and everything, one should not be disturbed by all these things. These are external. We are spirit soul. It is external body or external dress that is changing. See, if we understand nicely, nābhatānte, and you are not disturbed by these changes, then sāmṛtattāya kalpate, then he is making progress, spiritual progress. That means, spiritual progress means he is making progress towards eternal life. Spiritual life means eternal, blissful life of knowledge. That is spiritual life. So here is the recommendation. Try to become Krishna conscious. And then you will not be disturbed with all these external, ephemeral changes of the material world. Not only of this body, a practically one who is advanced in spiritual life, he is not agitated by the so-called political upheavals or social disturbances. No. He knows these are simply external, just like in the dream. It is also a dream. Our present existence, it is also a dream. Exactly like we dream at night. In dreaming, we create so many things. So, this material world is also a gross dreaming. Gross dreaming, that is subtle dreaming. And this is gross dreaming. That is the action of the mind, body, intelligence, dreaming. And here, the action of five material elements, earth, water, air, fire. But all of them, these eight, they are simply material. So we are thinking that I am now built a very nice house, skyscraper building. It is nothing but dream, nothing but dream. Dream in this sense that as soon as I give up this body, all my skyscraper building, business, factory finished. Exactly the same dream. Dream is for few minutes or few hours, and it is for few years, that's all. It is dream. So one should not be disturbed by this dreaming condition. That is spiritual life. One should not be disturbed, just like we are not disturbed. Suppose in dream I was put on the throne and I was working like a king, and after the dream is over, I am not sorry. Similarly, in dream I was seeing the tiger has attacked me. I was actually crying, here is tiger, save me, and the person who is lying behind me or beside me, he says, oh, why you are crying? Where is the tiger? So when he is awakened, he sees there is no tiger. So everything is like that. But this dream, these gross and subtle dreams are simply reflection. Just like what is dream? The whole day what I think, the dreaming is a reflection. Reflection. My father was doing cloth business. So sometimes he, in dreaming, he was quoting price. This is the price. So similarly, it is all dream. This material existence made of these five gross elements and three subtle elements, they are exactly like dreams. Smara nittam anittatam, therefore Chanakya Pandit says, smara nittam anittatam. This anitta, temporary, dreaming is always temporary. So we must know that whatever we possess, whatever we are saying, these are all dreams, temporary. Therefore, if we become engrossed with the temporary things, so-called socialism, nationalism, familyism, or thisism, thatism, and waste our time without cultivating Krishna consciousness, then that is called samayevahi kevalam, simply wasting our time, creating another body. Our own business is that we should know that I am not this dream, I am fact, spiritual fact. So I have got a different business. That is called spiritual life. That is spiritual life, when we understand that I am Brahma, I am not this matter. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. That time we shall be joyful, because we are afflicted with so many changes of the material features, and we are sorry and happy being afflicted by all these external activities. But when we understand rightly that I am not concerned with all these things, then we become joyful. I have no response. Nothing, I have nothing to do with all these things. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na sochati na kanka. At that time you can feel that every living entity is exactly like you. It doesn't matter whether he is a learned Brahmin, whether he is a dog, whether he is a chandala, whether he is an elephant, vidya vinaya sampanne, brahmani, gavihastini, suniti se sapati, pandita samadarshi. That is required. That is spiritual vision. Pandita samadarshi. Therefore, a devotee is first class pandit. Devotee. Because he is samadarshi. Samadarshina means he is feeling for others. A Vaishnava, paradukha dukhi, Kripa Mudija. Vaishnava is very kind hearted, merciful, because he feels for others. He feels for others in this sense, that he knows what he is. He sees every living entity as part and parcel of God. Then here is a part and parcel of God. He would have gone back to home, back to Godhead, and danced with him, and lived very nicely, eternally, blissfully. Now he is rotting here as a hog. Or as a human being, or as a king, the same thing. It is for a few years only. So, a devotee therefore tries to take him out of this illusion. Therefore he is called Paradukkha-dukkhi. He is actually feeling others' distressed condition, not these political leaders or social, what they can do. They make their own fortune, that's all. Or what is that fortune? That is also misfortune. If somebody thinks I have got some money, I am very fortunate. It is actually, it is not fortunate. Real fortunate is he who is advanced in Krishna consciousness. He is fortunate. Otherwise, all are unfortunate. All are unfortunate. So in this way, one should come to the spiritual understanding, and the symptom is, he is not disturbed by the material upheaval. Janghi navathanti te purusang purusarsala. Sama dukkha sukham. The symptom is sama dukkha, because he knows this is dreaming. Suppose you are dreaming, so either you suffer in the presence of a tiger or you become a king in dream. What is the value? It is the same thing. There is no difference. After it is dreaming. Therefore, sama sukha dukha. If I become very happy because I become a king or some big man, that is also dream. And if I think that I am so poor, I am suffering, I am diseased, that is also the same thing. Therefore, Krishna has in the previous verse has said, tanga tithikasa bharat. Just little practice to tolerate, do your own business, Krishna consciousness. Yuddha samamana smara. Our real business is, as Krishna said, manmana bhava madhvapta madhya jimangana maskuru. Always think of me. So, this practice should go on. Never mind, I am so-called distressed or happy. Yeah. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Daite bhadra bhadra sakali sama. Ehi bhala, ehi manda sa manadhara. Daite, in this dual, the world of duality, here, in this material world, this thing is very good, this thing is very bad. It is simply mental conflict. Everything here is bad, nothing good. So this is our mental creation only. This is good, this is bad. We are doing that. That's like in political field. This part is nice, this part is bad. But any party goes in the power, your condition is the same. The commodities price are increasing. There is no decreasing. Either you change this party or that party. So these are all concoctions. If you want really happiness, if you want to real goodness, then you try to become Krishna conscious. That will make you real happy. Otherwise, if you are simply disturbed by this material condition, nāsato viddhate bhāva, nā bhāva viddhate sata, ubhayorapi drishta anta, tanayo sattva-darsivī. Sattva-darsivī, those who have seen the Absolute Truth, or those who have realized the Absolute Truth, they have concluded that the matter has no permanent existence and spirit, soul, has no annihilation. These two things should be understood. Asata Asatam means material. Nasatam vidyate bhava. Asat, anything asat. Anything in the material, that is asat. Asat means will not exist. Temporary. So you cannot expect permanent happiness in temporary world. That is not possible. But they are trying to become happy. So many plan-making commissions, utopias. But actually, there is no happiness. So many commissions. But as Tattvadarshi, they know Tattvadarshi, one has seen or has realized the absolute truth. He knows that in the material world, there cannot be any happiness. This conclusion should be made. This is simply phantasmagoria, if you want to become happy in this material world. But people have become so foolish, especially at the present day, they are simply making plans on this material world, how they will become happy. We are practically seeing what is in our country. It is far, far behind material civilization. In America, there are so many motor cars. Every third man or second man has got a car. We are poor men. We are sannyasi, brahmachari. Still in each temple we have got 4-5 cars. In each temple. Very nice car. Such car even ministers in India cannot imagine. You see? Nice cars. So, they have got so many cars. But the problem is that always they are engaged in making roads, flyways, one after another. It has come to this stage, 4-5. 4-5-storied roads. So, how we can become happy? Therefore, Tattvadarshi is na asatas. You cannot become permanently happy in this material world. That is not possible. So, don't waste your time to become happy here. In another place it is said, padam padam jad vipadam na tesham. The same example can be given. In America, so many millions of people die of motor accidents. How many? What is the statistic? You don't remember?
60,000?
No, more than that. 60. So many people die of motor accident. So, some of our students, a few months ago, he died of motor accident. The motor accident dying in America is not very astonishing. Because the motors are running at the speed of 70 miles, 80 miles, 90 miles, and not only one motor car, one after another, hundreds, and if one is little slow, immediately, ta-da-da. So, you cannot become happy. These boys and these girls, American, European, they have tested all this motor car civilization. They are tested very nicely. Motor car, nightclub, and drinking, they are tested very nicely. There is no happiness. Therefore, they have come to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, na sato vidyate bhava, na bhava vidyate sata. Abhava. Sata. So, we are unhappy on account of our accepting asat, which will not exist. That is the description given by Prahlad Maharaj. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asad graha. Sada samudvigna dhiyam. We are always anxious, full of anxiety. That's a fact. Every one of us, full of anxiety. Why? Asad graha. Because we have accepted this material world. Asad graha. Tatsad manne suravajya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam. Dehinam. Dehinam means deha and dehi, we have already discussed. Dehi means the proprietor of the body. So everyone is dehi. either animal or human being or tree or anyone. Every living entity has accepted a material body. Therefore they are called dehi. So dehina, every dehi, because he has accepted this material body, he is always full of anxiety. So we cannot be anxiety free unless we come to Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. We have to become Krishna conscious, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma immediately. You become anxiety free. If you don't come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, always be full of anxiety. Sadakamadvajanadhyam, asadgraha, hityatmapatam, dhyandakupam, banangato jagharimasaita. That is Prahlad Maharaj giving us the direction that if you want to get relief from this status of anxiety, sadakamadvajanadhyam, then hityatmapatam, dhyandakupam, griha annakupa. Griha means there are so many meanings, especially it is meant home. Home. Homesick. That our Vedic civilization is that you drive away from home. Go away from home. To take sannyas, to take a vanaprastha, not to remain up to the last point of death. As family member, grandfather gives that. That is not our Vedic civilization. As soon as one is little grown up, panchasodham balang braje, he must get out from this griya andhakupam. Griya andhakupam, if we discuss, said where, it may be very unpalatable. But we have to discuss from sattva. What is griha? Griha, it is another word, it is called anganasrayam. Angana means home. To live under the protection of wife. Anganasrayam. So, sastra recommends that you give up this anganasrayam to go to the paramahamsa. Then your life will be saved. Otherwise, as Prahlad Maharaj says, griyandakupam, if you keep yourself always in this dark well of so-called family life, then you will never be happy. Atmaghatam means you will never be able to understand spiritual life. Of course, not always, but generally, you are too much attached to family life. Or extended family life, then society life, then community life, then national life, then international life. They are all griyandhakupam. All griyandhakupam. So, the Prahlad Maharaj advice is that you give up all this nonsense conception. Banangato harimasayata. Just banangata. May just become free from this conception, beyond the kupam conception of life, take the broader life of Krishna consciousness, then you will be happy. Hityatmaghatam beyond the kupam, bananga tojat harimasa. Harimasa, the real business is harimasa. Banangata. Banangata means go to the forest. Formerly, after Grihastha life, Vanaprastha life, Sannyas life, they used to live in the forest. But going to the forest is not the main purpose of life. Because in the forest there are many animals. Does it mean they are advancing spiritual life? That is called Murkat Vairagya. Murkat Vairagya means monkey renunciation. Monkey is naked, Nara Baba. Naked and eats fruit, monkey, and lives under the tree or on the tree. But he has got at least 3 dozen wives. So this Murkat Vairagya, this kind of renunciation has no value. Real renunciation. Real renunciation means you have to give up the Annakupa life and take shelter of Krishna, Hari Mahasaya. If you take shelter of Krishna, then you can give up this all this ism life. Otherwise it is not possible. You will be entrapped by this ism life. So hityapadhatam griyannakupam balangata Hari Mahasaya. Not to give up. If you give up something, you must take up something. Otherwise it will be disturbed. Take up. That is the recommendation. Param drishtya nivartate. He can give up your family life, social life, political life, this life, that life, when you take Krishna conscious life. Otherwise it is not. Otherwise you must have to take some of this life. There is no question of your freedom. There is no question of freedom from anxiety. This is the way. So here the same thing, that Tattvadarshi, those who are actually seer of the Absolute Truth, Athata Brahma Jijnata, as it is said in the Vedanta Sutra. Just yesterday one boy was asking me, what is the Vedanta? Vedanta is the meaning of Vedanta. It is very nice, it is very easy. Veda means knowledge, and Anto means ultimate. The Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge is Krishna. Krishna says, Vedasya sarvai aham eva veda. Vedanta ti Vedanta bircha aham. He is the maker of Vedanta, and he is the knower of Vedanta. Unless he is knower of Vedanta, how you can write Vedanta? Actually, Vedanta philosophy is written by Vyasadeva, incarnation of Krishna. So he is Vedanta Kree. And he is Vedanta Veda also. So the question was whether Vedanta means Advaitavas or Advaitavas. So it is very easy to understand the first aphorism of Vedanta. Athata Brahma Vijnata, to inquire about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. Now, the to inquire, where? If you want to inquire, you must go to somebody who knows the thing. Therefore, immediately in the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, there is duality. The one must inquire and one must answer. Athata Brahma Vijnata. So, in Vedanta Sutra, how you can say it is Advaitavada? It is Advaitavada. From the very beginning, Athata Brahma Jijnasa, one must inquire for what is Brahma and what must reply or the spiritual master or the disciple. That it is dual. How you can say it is Advaitavada? So, we have to study in this way. Here it is said, Tattvadarshi. Tattvadarshi means Vedanta. The one who knows Vedanta. Janmadvasajata. One who knows the Absolute Truth from where everything begins. Janmadvasajata. That is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Jivasya tattva jijnasa. Jivasya tattva jijnasa. This is our life. Jivasya of every living being. Every living means especially human being. Because cats and dogs, they cannot inquire about Brahma or the Absolute Truth. Therefore, the conclusion is that the human form of life, one should not be engaged simply in the animal propensities of life. That is simply waste of time. He must inquire of the Absolute Truth, Athata Brahma Jijnasa. And he must try to understand Tandibhi, Tattvadarshi, from the Tattvadarshi, Jnanina, Tattvadarshina, these are the words. So, in a human form of life, therefore, in every society, the system is that the children are sent to schools, colleges, to understand things. Similarly, for spiritual understanding, Tadvijnana Tham Sa Guru Meva Avigatse. Avigatse means one must. There is no alternative. One cannot say, I may not go. No. If you do not go, then you are cheated. That is our Vaishnava system. Adho Gurbha Akram. The first thing is to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Adho Gurbha Akram. Sadharma Prishya. Not that, as it has become a system, I make a guru. Now, my business is finished. I have got a guru. No. Sattva Jigyasa. Jiva Sattva Jigyasa. Guru means, to accept guru means to inquire for him about the absolute truth. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. We are the very reason. One who is Jigyasu means inquisitive. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. Sreya. Sreya means beneficial. So Uttamam is prime benefit. One who is inquisitive to know about the prime benefit of life. For him, there is need of accepting a guru. Tasma gurum prapartita jigyasu sre uttamam tadesa parita nishnatam brahmanitu musmat. So, this is our Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to educate people to understand the value of life, the value of spiritual life, especially Bhagavad, Dharmana Bhagavatamsa. So, by understanding spiritual life, by understanding one's actual constitutional position, he may be enlightened. What is the end of life? What is the duty of life? What is the purpose of life? That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.